Game over. For New Yorkers, anyway, after New York's Attorney General Eric Schneiderman sent a cease and desist order to the daily fantasy sports sites DraftKings and FanDuel, saying they promote illegal gambling and the companies can no longer accept wagers from New Yorkers. Kurt Nickisch is with WBUR, one of our contributing stations. And Kurt, we feel we've been hearing this storm brewing over these sites, so put this in context.
Yeah, so New York's not the first state to say that this is illegal gambling. Nevada came before, but nobody was really surprised with that because Nevada has a legal gambling industry that it wants to protect. This is significant because it's a major state coming down and saying that daily fantasy sports sites are gambling and not legal.
And again, daily because you play it every day.
Exactly.
Not just seasonally. So what is New York saying to back up its claim?
Well, Schneiderman is basically saying that the contests you play on these web and mobile sites are contests of chance, that people who are taking part are placing bets on things that are outside of their control. But the companies disagree with that assessment. DraftKings, for instance, says it's going to pursue legal measures to fight this cease and desist order.
Because they say it's a game of skill.
Yeah, exactly. Remember that in fantasy sports, you're making up a team yourself of actual sports players. It's up to you to decide who you want to put on your team. The CEO of DraftKings, Jason Robbins, he told me that, you know, this is clearly not like rolling the dice at a craps table.
We're not the house. We're just facilitating games between, you know, other people. There's not a need for us to design our product where there's a significant element of chance. We can make it so that, you know, much like a chess competition, If you're a better chess player, you're gonna win most of the time.
And as it turns out, you know, there is a small slice of people who win the majority of winnings in these contests, and they are putting in a lot of work, a lot of analysis. But the legal question at the heart of this, are they winning because they're skillfully picking out the best players and anticipating what's going to happen, or are they winning because the ball bounced a certain way?
Well, how will this play out? I can see it going to the Supreme Court where fantasy players will have to demonstrate what they do.
It's funny because pinball used to be illegal in the United States until pinball players brought games into courtrooms,
really?
And city council hearing sessions to show how much skill there was in racking up high scores.
Well, what do you see happening here? How big a blow is New York's decision to these companies?
Each of these two companies has hundreds of thousands of players in New York State, but it's really the precedent that it sets for other states that have similar laws regulating gambling like New York does.
So where do other states come down on this?
They all come down differently. There are about 20 states that say if something is 51% or more skill, those are states that follow this predominant purpose test. It happens that DraftKings is based in Boston, in Massachusetts, which is one of those states.
So the predominant purpose of the game is a skill.
Right.
That's
it's allowed to have some elements of
some
chance.
Some element, yep. Mm-hmm.
And I spoke to Daniel Wallach. He's an attorney at a Florida law firm to explain this.
So in those states like Massachusetts, which follow the predominant purpose test, daily fantasy sports is almost inarguably purely legal and would not be subject to any challenges. But in the rest of the country, we have a fair degree of murkiness, an unsettled law.
New York is not one of those 20 states. It follows a different rule, the material element test, just asking whether chance is a material element in contests,
yeah.
Right? And a few other states say, you know, if there's even a tiny bit of chance, then it's gambling. And other states follow the duck test. They say if it looks like gambling, it feels like gambling, it is gambling.
What a mess. Okay. Kurt Nickisch, business and technology reporter for WBUR. Thank you.
You got it.